From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Islamic militant group Hamas says that the ruling of Gaza, in a statement, that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. That decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. The move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007, when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. British police now say that they have arrested a second suspect in connection with the bombing of a subway train in London. Police said in a statement that they arrested a 21-year-old man in the West London suburb of Hounslow, which is home to London's Heathrow Airport, just before midnight Saturday. He was arrested under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, another suspect, an 18-year-old man, was arrested in the port area of Dover, a major ferry terminal for travel between Britain and France. The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it will and may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact, despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. The European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal of more than 30 ministers led by Canada, China, and the European Union. The Montreal meeting took place in preparation for the annual United Nations General Assembly, the main events of which began on Tuesday. However, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted a different message shortly after the statement was released. She said the position on the Paris Agreement has not changed. This is VOA News. Violent protests in the U.S. city of St. Louis, Missouri continue. Demonstrators are upset with the acquittal of a white police officer charged with murder and the death of an African-American man. A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at police, who say nearly two dozen people have been arrested and nine police officers injured in skirmishes with the protesters. Racial tension in the area is not new, however. One of the suburbs of St. Louis is Ferguson, Missouri. That's where 2 weeks of protests began in August of 2014 with the shooting death of an 18-year-old African-American man by a white police officer. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some of the 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Refugee International Chief Eric Paul Schwartz visited a camp for Rohingyas today.
I believe that in situations like this, the sternest and strongest measures must be taken. Our values demand it and our interests demand it. There ought to be multilateral sanctions against the Burmese military. There ought to be an arms embargo. There ought to be a referral of the situation in Burma to the International Criminal Court. The United States should reimpose the sanctions that have been lifted over the past several years.
UN agencies are concerned the continued violence in Myanmar may eventually force up to 1 million Rohingya and to Bangladesh, a poor country that is already overpopulated. A roadside bomb in northwestern Pakistan Sunday killed a senior government official and at least four of his security guards. The deadly blast took place in a volatile, federally administered tribal district on the Afghan border. Officials said the administrator of the Mamund sub-district was being driven to a border village to attend a traditional assembly of tribal leaders when his vehicle struck an improvised explosive device. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for planting the roadside bomb in a statement sent to media. They asserted that the blast killed seven people. The outlawed extremist group and its breakaway factions plot attacks in the border region and elsewhere in Pakistan. A French journalist held for 51 days on terror charges in Turkey has returned to Paris. The freelance journalist, Luc Bureau, was met by his parents Sunday at an airport, according to the campaign group Reporters Without Borders. Bureau said in his release it came as a bit of a surprise, as he saw no signs of pointing to his release Friday, a day after the French foreign minister met with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.